is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm sitting outside the Casbah with
Elizabeth from Class Actress.
So you started out as a solo singer-songwriter. What made you want to change into having a band?
It was really lonely. And I just wanted to dance and make dance music and get a little bit more upbeat. The songs were sad enough already, so yeah. Needed a little bit, you know, needed a beat behind it to kind of put it in perspective, like all things.
And how'd you find the guys?
I'd known both of them for a really long time, and Mark, you know, I was always a really big fan of his production skills and his electronic music, so called him up, came over, and it just was an instant chemistry, and it just worked.
So since you do, like, dance music, do you ever get frustrated when people are in the crowd and they're just bobbing their heads?
Well, I feel like they're doing the best they can, you know? But, no, dance. I hope that they want to dance more. You know, it's all about the ambiance, you know? Every city is different. Every party is different, you know? Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can find, like, a party starter in the crowd and kind of, like, get it going.
Yeah. And you guys are from Brooklyn.
Yes.
So how have you noticed that the different parts of the country are different in terms of reception to your shows?
Wow. You know, we're at the Casbah. every show is different. Everybody's different. But, I mean, like, last night in Phoenix was fantastic. There were these kids, you know, around, they were, like, in the under 21 section of the club, and they were just fantastic, you know, and it just all, you know, there's always, like, a different, you know, every city is different. I've been to so many cities in the past 2 months, I can't really recollect that question that quickly.
Okay.
But all the fans are amazing, honestly. Like, I cherish every single person at the show that's enjoying it as much as I am, so I'm grateful.
Earlier in the summer, NME said that the song Journal of Ardency.
Yeah, Journal of Ardency.
Is which is the title track of your EP.
Okay.
And they said it's one of the tracks that you should definitely listen to. So do you have a track right now that's on your must-listen-to list?
We've been obsessed with the Violator record by Depeche Mode for the last couple weeks, so any song on that record, except for one, I would say listen to tomorrow, tonight, as soon as you can. It's a brilliant record, and I hadn't really listened to it until now. But being that we're in America, I would say Personal Jesus. It's the best one.
Of what people should listen to. Do you have sort of like a sound or a band or a speech that you think someone should, like, hear before they die?
Oh, man. Before they die? God, hopefully their own. You know? It's like, it's all about the inner monologue, people. Always. I was thinking that today. It's all about the inner monologue. It's all about what you say to yourself. So say something nice. Mm-hmm. You know? Appreciate your life. It's short.
And what have you been saying to yourself today?
How grateful I am. And how excited I am to be here and to have driven all the way across the country this past 2 weeks. You know, we just landed in California today, and this is my home state, so I'm just really, really happy to be at the Pacific Ocean.
Well, it's good weather for it, too.
It's perfect. I love the vibe. I'm like, I'm home. Perfect. I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, this is my real home.
So do you have any plans to, like, go to the beach or anything while you're here?
I'm going to chill out at my parents' house and maybe dip a toe in the water, but pretty much just, like, take it all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go looking for some California hot springs.
I wish there was more time for that. yeah, why not?
So does Class Actress have any trademarks?
Like a brand? Like a trademark?
Maybe an unofficial.
Unofficial trademark. Anything that's like slightly sleazy, but still in good taste. we're all big fans of that. keeping it real. You know, keep it real.
Yeah.
Just be honest with yourself. That's life. Some nights are late. Some, you know, it's funny, Ethan, who runs our label Terrible, he was tweeting about the day after Halloween. He's like, the day after Halloween is either like the day of, oh, I thought of the best costume, or the worst walk of shame day ever.
Well,
and that is
true.
Like.
Yeah, so what did you guys do for Halloween?
I don't remember. I think I was at a Holiday Inn Express in Pecos, Texas, to be perfectly honest with you.
Okay. So do you have a favorite song to play live, and what is it and why?
It's Journal of Ardency. Journey to Ardency, which is the whole point of this whole record and this whole experience. It is a journey to ardency. Because it's the sleaziest one.
Okay.
It's got that down and dirty beat, you know.
Hopefully it does. Well, in the video, too.
Oh,
it's
God,
got the whole vibe.
No, you know, that's only one side of Class Actress. I swear there's more intelligence that goes into it. It's not just all smut. That's just the, you know, that's the gloss.
All right. So if your music were to take tangible form outside of, like, CDs or whatever, what would it appear as?
A handbag. I think there should be a Class Actress hand, like, you know, bag.
Like,
you know, something just to carry all your stuff in, you know, that you need for nights like that when you never know where you're going to end up. You know, like, okay, what do I bring with me? You know, like, sunglasses, We should make Class Actress sunglasses. That would be perfect.
You fully should.
Yeah, we should. That's exactly what it is. Like, Cazelle. We'll bring back Cazelles from the 80s. It would be like, CA, Class Actress. Because that's by Class Actress.
Right.
Cool, yeah. Nice.
You can try to trademark those.
Exactly. Good call.
So what is your greatest music memory, either with or without the band?
My greatest music memory. I think recording music with Mark, my producer, up to now, yeah. And just playing live. Every night's the best memory, you know, because it just always gets better.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to coming up?
You know, meeting more people, playing more shows, releasing the full length, which is done, and gladly awakening it out of my hands. So basically that's what I'm looking forward to, just getting that out into osmosis with the world. I can't wait. I'm really excited about it.
Do you have a release date for it?
I don't have a release date exactly, but I've been thinking about the title. And it decided in the hot spring. Well, I shouldn't say this because it's off the record. Well, it's probably not going to happen, but I think it's going to be called Urban Love Myth, which goes along with the theme.
Yeah.
Of the walk of shame. And the sunglasses. None of it's real. Not in the big city, you know? So I feel like the Marilyn Monroe of pop. I'm like, oh, God. Sorry, I'm totally joking. I'm more like the girl in the corner, you know, who like gets dressed up for Halloween and is like, hi guys, what's up? And they're like, what? I just last saw you in, you know, chemistry. I'm just kidding. Joking.
It's totally fine, even if you're not.
Exactly. So we're laughing so much.
Okay. So I just have like three really silly questions I ask everyone.
Sure.
And do you have any slang terms you overuse?
Fuck. slang. What do I use a lot? You name it. I can't answer that right now. Probably just, you know, the usual.
Okay. And what's your drink of choice?
Grey Goose and soda.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
I own a lot of it. I have a lot of it on right now. I think it's quintessential and essential.
So do you have any final words to close this out?
Just happy to be in California.
Thank you.
I love that. Who's got your head now? What do you need? You just keep repeating. This place is